The team followed up its route of the Mohegan with an incredible holiday season in Vegas. They earned a staggering 80% return on their investments by the end of February and continued pounding out profits right into the following summer. Mickey Rose's warning faded away as the team grew richer with each passing month. To be sure, there were more than a handful of losing weekends. Sometimes the cards did not fall their way. And at one point, Dylan ran an analysis on Brian's play after a long losing streak that was costing them close to $5,000 every night he spotted. But the losses fell within the expected variances, and Dylan didn't see any reason for them to worry. Brian would start winning again soon enough, and the wins would more than make up for the losses. At the beginning of the summer, Kevin decided it was time to start working again. He was tired of trying to describe his imaginary occupation to family and friends outside the card-counting community, and he was beginning to feel too marginalized by his weekend-based lifestyle. Terry, whom he still saw on a regular basis, didn't understand his urge to do something more productive with his free time. She didn't think there was anything more productive than earning money, and the team was certainly doing that. But Kevin needed more. He used his engineering background to land a position in the business development department of a small startup in Boston. The job allowed him some control of his own schedule and wouldn't interfere with his Vegas weekends. Even so, Fisher was unhappy with Kevin's decision and made no secret of his feelings. One drunken Sunday evening at the Hard Rock, he questioned Kevin's loyalty to the art of counting, and they nearly came to blows. But in the end, Fisher apologized, explaining that he was just afraid Kevin would lose his edge if he became a 9-to-5er. Kevin assured him that would never happen. He had stayed with the team because he couldn't be satisfied by a 9-to-5 life. What he didn't tell Fisher was that he couldn't be satisfied with the gambler's lifestyle either. He needed a combination of the two. The startup's atmosphere fit well with Kevin's personality, and he quickly moved up the ranks of the company, earning stock options and a salary that almost compared to his Vegas take. Between the two, he was making more than his father had ever made in his life, and he was only 24 years old. For his 25th birthday, he used his host connections to get the entire team front row tickets to the fight of the season, Mike Tyson versus Evander Holyfield at the MGM Grand. Fisher and Martinez were touched by the gesture. Payback for that very first weekend when they took him to Atlantic City and introduced him to their way of life. Fisher decided it would be a banner weekend for the team. They would gather the biggest stake they'd ever attempted, letting everyone on the team invest at once. It was a risky venture. More than $2 million in play at the same time, but they were emboldened by the past 2 years of success. Mickey's warning aside, it didn't seem like there was anything to fear.